In 1997, Thanksgiving was dangerous. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1997 gave us Clueless and Heaven's Gate, but a disastrous parade made 1997 a strange year. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, November 1997.
Frightening moments during today's Thanksgiving Day parade. Eyewitness News has the exclusive videotape. A giant balloon crashes into a streetlight. One woman is in critical condition.
The giant Cat in the Hat balloon had only traveled a couple of blocks when it was caught in this exclusive amateur videotape, high winds carrying it right into a lamppost at 72nd Street.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City has been a holiday staple since 1924 and is no stranger to snags within the festivities. However, the 1997 parade is perhaps one of the most chaotic. The 71st annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held on November 27, 1997, live on NBC. It was hosted by Katie Couric, Willard Scott, and Al Roker. It featured 17 giant balloons, 18 novelty balloons, 21 floats, 6 toy floats, 14 marching bands, 44 clown units, and celebrities including the Backstreet Boys, Winona Judd, and Tim McGraw, and of course, Santa Claus. Winds in New York City on Thanksgiving Day in 1997 were rough. Statistically, the giant balloons are the culprit. Many of the balloons had issues. The Barney balloon knocked over a Central Park tree. The balloon went out of control at 51st Street and was eventually shoved into a lamppost, tearing its side. The Pink Panther balloon was stabbed and stomped out by NYPD officers for a quick deflation. But the worst was yet to come. More on that after this break. The Cat in the Hat balloon proved to be the worst and most dangerous accident in the parade's history. At 10 a.m., at the 72nd Street and Central Park West intersection, the Cat in the Hat balloon got caught up in the wind, hit a lamppost, bounced off, and then another gust of wind would strike it into that same lamppost, causing the metal arm to break off. The 100-pound light fixture fell into the crowd, injuring 4 people. The worst of the injuries was sustained by Kathy Corona, which left her in a coma. After hitting the lamppost, the Cat in the Hat was deflated. It limply continued along the parade's route, making it to about 36th Street. After Kathy Corona recovered, she sued Macy's, the City of New York, and the lamppost manufacturer for $395 million. The suit claimed that Macy was careless, reckless, and negligent in its operation of the 1997 parade. The suit was later settled for an undisclosed amount in 2001. The 1997 event did lead to a reevaluation on safety and size limits of balloons. The average cost for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? About $13 million. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.